Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah, Arthur McGuire, how you doing?
Hey, Arthur, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Doing good. Just kind of out in the field today.
Okay, right on, right on. Is this a good time? You got a couple minutes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got about half an hour drive, so I thought I'd call you.
All right, right on. Well, I'm very close to getting you an approval here. We're looking anywhere between 50 to 100. So I just kind of wanted to fill you out and see where you're at, what you're thinking. Should I even bother going for around 100, or should I stay in the 50 range? Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I think, you know, what it depends, Jeremiah, is on the terms.
Okay.
I mean, if that's really the big thing, because if the terms are something that are good for the company, you know, then I think we would want a little more money. I mean, 50, well, really, certainly we targeted that because I could consolidate all the other debt and I'm not being crushed as far as debt servicing. So tell me where they're looking on the terms.
Okay. My underwriter, I mean, they're, so it's tough with your file. Let me just confirm a few things with you. So
sure.
They sent me like a list. So you are 100% owner, right?
Yes, my wife and I, my wife is 51%, Shelly, and I am 49%, and that's why she had signed the paperwork before for you guys.
Okay.
Remember when
that's
they
right.
Set up a thing and we had her sign it? Uh-huh.
That's right, I do remember. Okay. And I'm looking at the credit report here, and I see that, let's see, where is it? We're at a 654. So I know you had the BK, what was it? Was it a year ago that it was discharged?
Well, it was actually January of 2015.
January of 2015.
And what that was, it was Shelly and I took a personal BK, but the company, of course, you know, we kept the company. But at that time, the company was in significant debt. The reason we did it that way is because we're very good at what we do. It was just our largest account went bankrupt on us, Anna's Linens. We were doing like $2 million with them, and they went bankrupt on us. So if we took the personal bankruptcy, at least we could keep the company. And because at that time, it was $450,000 in debt. So we fought back. I mean, my God, we paid back, you know, about $350,000 of debt.
Oh, wow, okay.
But yeah, so we're... That's why, you know, if you look at that loan at that time, let's see, in January of 2015, we owed about $190,000 on just that CAN capital. Plus,
yeah.
We had a direct capital loan out for $65,000, which was completely paid off. So, yeah, I mean, that, to be honest with you, it's been a hard road, but
yeah.
But the payoff is going to be huge for us because once we get this debt, you know, pay it off, we're going to make a tremendous income again.
Yeah, that's all. Have you guys applied? Go ahead. I was going to ask you if...
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
I was going to ask if you guys have applied at your current bank or if they just automatically said no because of the past.
Well, no, what happened, over at Comerica, the company had a credit line of $120,000, of which when we filed the personal BK, they basically called it in, and as of today, as of the second, there's 68,000 owed on it. So about half of it has been paid off. But those
okay.
are very good terms. Those are 7.5%. But I don't think conventional banking, because of the BK, that would be almost 2 years ago. So you know, it's one of those things where. We want to restructure these little things like the CAN capital that comes out every week, that kind of thing. So.
Have you applied anywhere else? Any other lenders, or is it just us?
No. And as a matter of fact, since the last time 2 months ago when you turned us down, you didn't. I'm sorry. You offered us $28,000, but I felt at the time that wasn't going to solve any of our problems, and so.
Right.
We just continued to pay an additional, in the last 2 months, we paid off about $30,000 of additional debt. And then we were thinking about it because, frankly, we've taken on some big jobs. We just got one for $150,000, and another contract today for another like $85,000. So we're thinking, you know, it's very hard when you're debt servicing and then you're trying to take in these new big contracts.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So.
Sure. No, that makes sense. I totally understand.
And my thinking was, the reason I called you first is because I had given you all of our information.
Right.
Yeah, for me to start over, I mean, I can, and I get those things in the mail every day, and even Ken Capital, I'm sure, would give me another $50,000, but I don't want to do a deal where I'm paying $1,000 a week to Ken Capital again. I just don't want to do it.
Where do you want to be at? What are you looking at? Because Arthur, you got to keep in mind, it's a little bit difficult, and the what I'm thinking is that it's going to be around the same area. I mean, I don't want to put you in that same position. I obviously want to earn your business and get you a better deal. But what are you trying to shoot for? What's your goal?
Well, what I'm trying to shoot for, say, if I did $50,000 over a 2-year term.
Okay,
that's what I'm looking to do.
Stretching it out as long as possible.
Yeah, well, it's like 2 years would help because then your payments are a lot less than $5,000.
True, so, but you understand going longer term is going to make it a higher rate.
Well, and I guess we should look at that. I mean, maybe there's an 18-month, you know, rate. There's a 24-month rate. There's a, you know, 12-month rate. Because I understand what you're saying. If you do $50,000 and you put guys are going to put on, you know, whatever it is, you know, you're still at about $5,000. I know. I understand that. If it's a 1-year term.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's a 1-year term. But you know, I would have to think, you know, Bank of Cardiff, it's got under, I mean, even 2 years is not that long, in my opinion. It really isn't that long.
Yeah, no, it's not that long. And what did you have with Can before? How long was it?
Well, let's see. If we're paying $5,000, now they're pretty good. We think $5,000, so that worked out. The minimum payment is $1,000 a week. Now, if you look at it, that loan is maybe at most a year and 9 months or something. So the way that works, there were many months we paid $10,000-$12,000 because we would hit a big job and we would pay it down. So I mean, the thing that we felt though is that since we're getting it so low. Right now, as we talk, we owe $17,600. As of Friday, below $16,600. But the point was that, you know, we had an incentive to pay it off because we didn't want to carry so much debt. We were so I would say that's a year and 8 months. But we've always made the minimum payment. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
We've been perfect. We have perfect records.
If you were to call Can right now and they gave you a renewal, what would their offer be?
Well, Can would give me $50,000. So what they would do, though, the other thing I'm not too hip on is they would, if they gave me $50,000, they'd take $17,000 of it to pay off that. So really, I would only get $33,000, but they write a new note for $50,000. They'd probably have a use fee of $5,000, let's say, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Then they charge me, I don't know, probably about 18%.
Okay.
So that's where I would have it pay, you know.
What type of term would they put you on?
In terms of how quickly they want to pay it back?
Yeah, how long?
Yeah, they'd want a year for only $50,000 a year.
$50,000 a year.
You know, the thing is, what I'm trying to do now, Jeremiah, is I'm trying to be really careful because I don't want to go get $200,000 unless I make $400,000 with it.
Right, that's the only way it'll make sense.
Yeah, see, right now, the only thing I want to do is restructure the debt so that we have a little less pressure per week in performance, you might say, or monthly. You know, that's my intent here. It might be, you know, look, if we run in, and we do, you know, what if we run into a deal? I need $100,000 to make it into two. The reason Can Capital had no problem giving us anything we wanted was because they knew we had this huge account and his limits. They were giving us, $200,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, we were making huge money. I was making $30,000-$40,000 a month off of one account. So I'm reinventing the wheel. I've got big stuff, but in my business, big deals take time. They take couple of years to make them come to fruition. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and I'm on good track. We're on an outstanding track. We're restructuring how the state of California is going to buy carpet for the schools right now. So we're on some monster stuff. But I don't want to borrow money, big money, until I have a way to make double money, right? It doesn't make sense. You guys want people to make money with your money. That's
absolutely
why you start good rates. Sure, that yeah, makes sense. I mean, you know, you guys are kind of the angels. But on the other hand, people like me got to be very smart. Because there's many of these good loans that go out. I'm sure there's some bad ones, too, you know?
Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm looking at an approval anywhere between 50 to 100. A term, I'm probably looking anywhere between 6 months to 15 months to be, you know, upfront with you about, well, so I know you went as long as possible. But again, if we go 15 months, that rate is just going to be higher. There's nothing I can do
range,
about that.
What range are they going to look at?
What do you mean, as far as a rate?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what, if you go 15 months, what is where do you guys write your notes?
Well, it's a factor rate. It's a factor rate probably around 1.4 if we're going towards the end of 15 months.
So when you say 1.4, what you're saying, let me think here, you're saying 40% of what you're lending.
It's basically, yeah, that's what it comes.
Yeah, it's huge. Right.
It is. But keep in mind, that's because it's 15 months, right? 15 months versus if we do 6 months, we're probably looking around anywhere between 22 to 25.
Okay, so let me think for a minute. So for every 10,000, 10, 20, so you're talking about 12,500, what I would call a use fee this time.
What, I'm sorry, what you would call a what?
If you're at 1.25, let's say, your
mm-hmm.
your payback is $62,500 on $50,000.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So then you take that and you divide it by 6 months. So you're at $10,000 a month.
Correct. Now, if you take that same 50, right, and you do it at what the one, let's say 1.41. It's at 70,000 is the payback. You divide it by 15 months, we're talking about 4,700 a month.
For 50,000, okay, yeah.
For 50,000, which isn't bad. What it does, it gives you a longer time to make money. You're going to spend a little bit more, but hey, Arthur, at the end of the day, this is our first time doing business.
I know.
You know, it would be, and with having the BK, it's hard for my underwriter to sign off on it. You know,
I know what you're saying.
And I've talked to him. I've had the meeting. I said, look, Arthur has a legitimate business. He knows what he's doing with his business. He has a plan with his money. He's not looking to just pay off a tax lien or something. You know, like he's going to use it for the business. So we want to do business with you, which is why I feel confident I'm going to get you an approval. I just wanted to see where, you know, if I should shoot for the 100,000 approval or if I should go for just the 50. And then if you want me to go for 6 months or if you want me to go for 15. But I wanted to have the conversation with you and let you know that it's going to be more expensive if we go longer term.
Sure. And it makes sense. But on the other hand, I mean, 20 grand to me is not that much money. I can make that on one deal. So I understand what you're saying. I do.
Okay, so let's say if we got you 100,000, right? That'll help you get more profits back for your business, right? You can how often are you turning this money? What's the turnover?
I turn money all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, now I got a question for you, Jeremiah. I want to throw some out. Okay. The company I have some kind of elaborate work trucks that we own. They're fairly new, and then I have a Mercedes I own. I have a Nissan. I mean, does it matter to you if Bank of Cardiff has offered some collateral that I have pink slips on all those? Does that lessen the rate?
It does not, because what it is that this particular program we're doing as an unsecured loan. So
okay. Yeah.
What it is, it's, you know, just kind of what Can did, but with our underwriter and our bank. Our underwriter is basically signing off. I'm signing off saying, okay, you know what? I feel like Arthur's going to pay this money back. You sign for it, but at the end of the day, if you don't pay it back, we're out $100,000.
Yeah, no, I'm our business has been in business 30 years. We just celebrated our 30 years of business. And let me tell you something. We're like, you know, like you guys or whatever. I want to pay it back because, frankly, I've made any money again to make a big deal. I'm going to hit some big deals, and I want to be able to call somebody and say, okay, give me 100, 200, 300,000. So performance is everything. We have to perform, too, and we always have.
Absolutely.
That's one good thing I can say. The company is we've had our little ups and downs, but I will say that we have performed beautifully when it comes to ever, and I've done about 5 or 6 of these deals. It's, it's a fantastic business that you're in. I mean, I kind of hand it to you guys.
It is, but it's very risky. It's very risky. You know, Arthur, giving somebody $100,000 with no collateral is...
Yeah.
I mean, that takes some balls to do, you know. Like,
especially
if you're giving it to someone who's had a BK. Like, I understand the situation that you were in, but you know, when it's on paper like that, you're like, I don't know if I really want to give it to you.
No, yeah, I understand. That's why it's very hard for me with banks. Now, I mean, I used to be Golden, we're very lucky that we had enough assets to make it through the Anna's Linens took us for $250,000. I mean, you know, it really hurt us. It killed us. And so it was a decision that had to be made, but everybody was...
Hello, Arthur? Your phone's cutting in and out. Hello? Arthur, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, you must have went through like a dead spot there.
Okay, let me do this. Let me think about this and talk to my wife, okay?
Sure.
And
sure.
Then I'll call you tomorrow, and I'll give you a concrete direction. Because
absolutely.
You'll know. Because, see, like, for me, $20,000 is kind of a drop in the bucket. I don't have a problem with that. And what you're saying is, if we do 15 months at 50, then it's $20,000 would be your charge. If we do 100, it's $40,000.
Correct.
40 grand, and yeah, 40 is not that much either. But on the other hand, 40 is a different number to me than 20. You know?
Right. But I want you to talk it over. So if you could talk it over with your wife and you say, okay, if we can do 50, it's going to cost us 20. That's fine. Let's make this. If we borrow 100, can we make the extra 20 and pay off the 40 before the 15 months and assume that your monthly, that you're going to be spending a month on that loan, if you took out the 400, is around $9,300.
Right.
Okay, so we want to make sure that it is a big number, but you're going to have that extra $50,000 to be able to make money for the business. But if you can't make money with it, then obviously, bottom line, it's not worth it to do it.
Right. Correct. Okay. Good.
Talk it over.
Perfect. Yeah, I will talk to her. Then I'll give you a call tomorrow. I just got to think about it.
No problem, Arthur. Let me know what you want to do, and then I'll have that meeting with the underwriter. If you want me to get you 100, I'll get you 100. Okay,
yeah,
I'll sign off on that. But if you only want 50, then you let me know because I don't want to lose my job either.
No. Of course. No. So whatever we do, we'll be paid back. Every payment will be made on time, just like Can Capital, because that's just how I do business, frankly. You know,
I really believe that. So
Now, one last question. What if we told you 60,000 or 70?
You want to do, anywhere between 50 to 100, you let me know after you talk it with your wife, and I'll make it happen for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much. And we'll be discussing this, and we'll get back to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, Arthur.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Talk to you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
all right.
See you. Bye.